should die before the world turns round.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Lord, don't leave me in this one horse town.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Secret Service Director resigns. I'm Michelle Franzen. Less than 2 weeks after an assassination attempt on Donald Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle resigned today. It follows a push by lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and a heated hearing yesterday where Cheadle came up short on answers to what led to security lapses. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Here on Capitol Hill, there has been a repeated calls for Cheadle to resign, particularly from House Republicans and at least one congressional Democrat. They have said there was a failure. They have said that the Secret Service was responsible. There was one lawmaker when Cheadle testified here on Capitol Hill that said that she looked negligent because former President Trump survived. But if he had been killed, that bullet again, just less than an inch away from his head, she would be, quote, culpable.
Cheadle says she takes full responsibility for the security lapse. Several investigations into the agency's handling continue. This is ABC News. ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, conducted a study giving low-income families money to spend on anything. ABC's Andrew Dimbert tells us what that study found.
Altman's study gave 1,000 low-income people $1,000 per month over a three-year period. The research was conducted amid concerns that artificial intelligence will eventually make millions of jobs obsolete, leaving many people scrambling to find new ways to make a living. Altman's study found people mostly spent the extra money on basics, such as food, rent, and transportation. The largest increase in their spending was to help family and friends with their bills. Many people also put money in the bank. On average, with the extra money, they worked about 1 hour less per week.
The study also found with the extra money each month, people initially had less financial stress, but that stress eventually returned 2 to 3 years later. The Postal Service has unveiled two new forever stamps. One honors former all-time home run king Hank Aaron. The other pays tribute to Jeopardy host Alec Trebek. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention, like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
under a mix of sun and clouds today, with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will spark up again this afternoon. With continuing chances throughout the overnight hours, we still may see some showers lingering early tomorrow morning. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Neupert. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin next hour. She's making a trip to Milwaukee, and it's her first one as presidential candidate as opposed to vice president. President Joe Biden said he'll be dropping out of the race this weekend and endorsed Kamala Harris. The director of the Secret Service is stepping down. Sean Maloney has more.
Kimberly Cheadle says she is resigning following the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, a failure by the agency that drew heavy scrutiny from lawmakers in both parties. Cheadle had been facing an expanding list of calls to resign, including from Wisconsin lawmakers. Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, and Glenn Grothman all asked Cheadle to step down. In an email to staff, Cheadle says she takes full responsibility for the security lapse that led to the attempt on Trump's life.
Cheadle was grilled for hours at the House Oversight Committee yesterday. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance at downtown Durand. Barberville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, and Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Western Wisconsin's Republican congressman doesn't want Kamala Harris to wait to maybe become president. He wants her to act now. Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday said Harris should invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Biden from office. Van Orden wrote Harris a letter yesterday laying out the case that President Biden is no longer of sound mind and body. Van Orden added that he believes the United States is in danger as long as President Biden remains in office. He said he takes no pleasure in asking for the 25th Amendment, but he says it, he felt it must be done. A Red Wing nursing home taken over by the state of Minnesota late last year has closed. The Minnesota Department of Health took over Bayview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in December after multiple complaints. The state then began a thorough examination of the facility's operation and ultimately decided there was no way to pay for the extensive repairs needed to make the building safe for residents. The impending closure was announced in May. Officials spent the last few months helping the 50 residents find new places to live. A new bike trail that connects the Dunn County Judicial Center and Government Center along Highway 12 and 29 is now open in Menominee. The half-mile extension of the trail follows Stoke Parkway to the north, where it connects to the existing trail system. It now completes a looping trail around Lake Menominee. Last November, the Menominee City Council approved a cost-sharing agreement with the county to fund half of the estimated $250,000 project using American Rescue Plan Act funding. That was approved by Dunn County's board in 2022. Eau Claire County beaches are finally open. Several beaches opened this week after the rainy start to the summer. One of those beaches is at Lake Altoona. Michelle Skinner of the Lake Altoona District Board said they haven't seen any blue-green algae so far this summer. The hope is that the lake's aqua thrusters are working. You can find information about the county beaches online and find out more about water quality at the Eau Claire County Health Department website. Wisconsin is among the top 10 states with the best school systems in the country. A new Wallet Hub study looked at state education systems based on pupil-to-teacher ratios, dropout rates, and average standardized test scores. Wisconsin's system was ranked fifth best in the nation, fifth for highest math test scores, and tied for fourth for median SAT scores. Massachusetts and Connecticut are ranked best, while Oklahoma and New Mexico are ranked last. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of creating an ordinance on trespassing, discussion of establishing a goose hunt within city limits, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. An Eau Claire woman will not go to prison after helping hide her boyfriend following a 2022 murder in that city. A judge gave Paige Ryder a 2-year probation sentence instead. She pleaded no contest to charges that she helped her boyfriend, Kamon Golden, by sending him money while he was hiding from police. Golden is one of four people charged in the 2022 shooting death of Christopher Connell in Eau Claire. Golden has yet to go to trial or accept a plea deal in that case. There won't be a trial for one of the suspects in last year's armed home invasion in Barron. Prosecutors say Ryan Charpentier pleaded guilty Friday to being party to armed robbery in exchange for having four other charges dropped. Charpentier is one of two people charged with last December's home invasion, where a 70-year-old man was tied up, threatened, and eventually robbed of $13,000, jewelry, and some guns. Charpentier is due to be sentenced in October. Two people are dead after a plane went down near the EAA Air Venture site near Oshkosh. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department says the small plane went down in a farm field about 2 miles south of Oshkosh, just inside the town of Nakimi. Deputies say the plane burst into flames after hitting the ground. There's no word on where the plane is from or what it was doing just before it went down. The days of dry Badger games are over. The University of Wisconsin yesterday announced that it will sell beer at Camp Randall Stadium this year. Wisconsin was one of the last holdouts that didn't sell beer at its football games. Now, Northwestern and Nebraska are the only two Big Ten teams that don't. UW-Madison's chancellor says beer sales will be just part of the fan experience at Camp Randall. The university has not yet said just how much beer will go for. The school's also silent on how many different wine and seltzer options it will offer this season as well. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at WWT.net.
It was a very special National Ice Cream Day for one Chippewa Falls ice cream shop. Olson's Ice Cream in Chippewa Falls turned 80 on Sunday. The shop celebrated with a festival, including an ice cream eating contest. Co-owner Jeremy Hunt says they just wanted to thank the people in the Chippewa Valley for helping them stay open all these years. Olson's original location along North Bridge Street is still open to this day. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will spark up again this afternoon. With continuing chances throughout the overnight hours, we still may see some showers lingering early tomorrow morning. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
The Cubs grabbed the series opener from the Brewers 3-1 at Wrigley last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee sloppy defensively and missed several scoring chances on offense, finishing 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Brewers left the bases loaded in both the third and the fourth innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you understand it's part of the game, and you understand it's part of these guys growing up, and this is a great environment to play in, and they're going to have to learn how to play in these environments. But to their credit, we made big pitches and did great things to put ourselves in the game.
Willie Adames provided the only offense for the Brewers with his 16th home run of the season in the eighth. Game two of the series is tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Pirates over the Cardinals 2-1. Cardinals remain 5 games behind the Brewers in the Central. Pirates are 6 back. Cincinnati also beat Atlanta 4-1. Packers open training camp on Monday with quarterback Jordan Love holding out. GM Brian Gutekunst said he expects the two sides to reach a deal soon, but understands why Love is not practicing until he gets an extension. Love still reported to meetings, however.
The thing that I have confidence in is that we both want the same thing, right? We want Jordan here for a long time. Give him that stability for him, and it gives us some stability for our group as well. So, you know, Russ is doing a great job with, you know, David Mulugeta and their team. Got two people who are very experienced with this, so I'm optimistic. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Coach Matt LaFleur on his message to the team as they hit the practice field for the first time in training camp yesterday.
Everything we do matters. The work that we put in, how deliberate we are about our practice, how intentional, mindful, how we're going about our business each and every day. I think the habits that we create are going to help forge the identity that we want on the field.
Football Badgers sending linebacker Jake Chaney, offensive tackle Jack Nelson, and safety Hunter Waller to Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis, which opens today. Big Ten Media picks the Badgers to finish 7th in the 18-team league this season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me.
Wendy's Nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another day to remember for Hendrick at Indianapolis. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking. And one company has you covered. Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hendrick Motorsports won its 11th NASCAR Cup Series race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Sunday when Kyle Larson took the checkered flag in the Brickyard 400. The win came 30 years after Jeff Gordon won the first NASCAR race at the track in 1994. Special moments for team owner Rick Hendrick, both then and now.
The first one watching this guy get the inaugural race was unbelievable, but this has been... I don't know that I've been this excited. Well, crawl through the fence to see the fans. I've never done that before. Never got to drive the pace car before. So very excited about the race and how it ended.
Hendrick is the winningest team owner for NASCAR events held at the Brickyard. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Harvesting melons can be difficult because it's often hard to tell when they're ripe. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you're growing cantaloupe, there are several signs that will indicate when it's ready as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Do you
call it cantaloupe or muskmelon? The terms are interchangeable for the most part. If you have some growing in the garden, you may be wondering how soon they can be harvested. Gilbert Miller is an area extension vegetable specialist with Clemson University. He says in general, the time from the female bloom to harvest is 30 to 35 days. The most noticeable sign that the melon is ready is when the fruit easily separates from the stem.
It'll be a cracking around the pedestal or the stem that attaches to the fruit. And they call this slipping, when you can just apply a little bit of pressure when you see that cracking and the stem comes off. That's at full maturity.
Your nose can also point out a ripe cantaloupe. Sniff where you pulled it from the stem, and there should be a strong aroma. Keep an eye on the outer rind. Miller says most varieties of cantaloupes will turn from a green to buff yellow color and begin to show a netting pattern on the surface as they ripen.
The veining on the fruit gets really dense as it matures, less slick surface area on the fruit. The netting, if you pay close observation to it, you'll see the netting will actually start, or the lines will start actually going up the stem, and that's a good indication that it's getting close to being mature.
After a cantaloupe is picked, it will ripen a bit more, but Miller says it won't get any sweeter. How you store it is an individual choice. Some people keep it on the counter. Others like to eat it cold and store it in the fridge. Miller says either way is fine, but it'll keep in the refrigerator for at least a week in excellent condition. You'll find more tips for growing and harvesting cantaloupe at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now, that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense.
Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
69 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. August milk up 14 to 2028. September up 16 to 2098. October up 11 to 2103. November milk up 5 at 2035. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, they were moving mostly higher. Barrels up 3.5 on the day to 196. 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 193. One trade a barrel, 7 trade of block on the day. Cash butter was steady at 307.5, 5 trades on the day. Dry way up 0.5 to 53 even. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. The cash cattle complex hasn't been able to add any additional support, but there's still a chance that cattle could trade at least steady this week, and that's helping to move the markets higher. Meanwhile, feeder cattle moving mostly higher due to the live cattle complex trading higher and feeder cattle demand remaining unbelievably strong in the countryside. That is helping to support the markets, even though some of the August contracts are reaching the 100-day and 40-day moving averages. That could add some technical resistance to the market. Hog markets are also moving up mostly higher as well, even though mid-morning pork cutout values are slightly lower. The trend is pork demand has shifted domestically, as now consumers are showing more eagerness to pick up pork cuts out the retail counter. So traders are moving the hog complex higher. August live cattle up $1.35 to $185.27. October up $1.02 to $185.62. December up 92 cents to $186.95. August feeder cattle up $1.60 to $2.58. September up $1.40 to $2.57.90, and October up $1.45 to $2.57.70. August hogs up $1.45 to $93.82. October up $1.35 to $77.32. December up $1.47 to $69.42. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets continue to move mostly higher. The daily export wire saw another 200,000 metric tons of corn sold to unknown for the new crop contracts, so that's supporting the market. Soybeans moving mostly higher as well, with the August contract heading towards delivery. Meal is leading product values higher as it eases oversold conditions, and that's also helping to support the market. Wheat futures, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly lower, a mixed type of a trade today. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is continuing with 76% complete, and that is continuing to pressure the market, especially with the Northern Hemisphere harvest expanding overall as well, even though the dollar remains at the lower end of the trading range. September corn up 4.25 to 404.5. December up 4.75 to 419.75. March up 4.5 to 433.75. New crop 25 up 1 to 458. August beans up 5.25 to 11.23. September up 12 to 10.76.75. November up 12.5 to 10.81.25. New crop 25 up 8.75 to 10.91.75. August soybean meal now down 60 cents to 3.43. August soybean oil down 7 cents to 46.93. Chicago wheat, September down 1.25 to 5.46.75. December down 1 to 5.72. Minneapolis wheat is September up 1 to 6.23.75. And December up 1/4 to 6.40.5. Energy markets today are lower. September crude oil down $1.55 to $76.85. October down $1.48 to $75.85. August and September gas both down 4 cents. August at $2.42. September at $2.38. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Despite the bullish WASDE report, market expectations should be tempered. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
It seems like we only get one or two friendly USDA reports to talk about every year, and the July WASDE report was one of them. However, it's not as bullish as it might initially seem, so expectations for the long term need to be tempered. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride says the corn numbers were particularly surprising.
The old crop feed and residual was increased by 75 million bushels. Exports, which we've talked about in the past, that we've met the USDA's goal, were also increased by 75 million bushels. So with the slight increase to imports, the old crop ending stocks actually improved by 145 million bushels to 1.877 billion. Take that, move that to 145 over to your beginning stocks for the new crop, and offset it with a production bump because of the increase to acres. And you see total supply go up by 95 million bushels on the new crop.
While this report isn't necessarily bullish in the bigger picture, McBride says the friendliness of the report kept things from getting too burdensome in the grain markets.
Once again, feed and residual increased by 75 million bushels. Exports increased by 25 million bushels. Total usage goes up by 100 million bushels. That offsets and lowers our new crop ending stocks to 2.097. So you're talking about 2.1 billion in carryout when the average guess on this report was 2.3. So this comes out as a friendly report and is going to get everybody excited. It doesn't necessarily change the big picture, but it does help to keep us from going the other way and making this thing even more burdensome.
McBride says market prices are at the mercy of the funds right now, and the funds are at a record short level in the corn and soybean contracts. But if they lighten up a bit, it might be a good time to make some sales.
And that's where you can come back in and make a few sales. The thing that I would caution people about is, you know, you look at the corn, yes, it's 2.1 billion in carryout. You look at the beans, it's still burdensome at 435 million. But the thing that keeps us a little bit grounded here and keeps us from really getting excited is that they increased wheat ending stocks by almost 100 million bushels, and they increased overall wheat production by 125, almost 130 million bushels. So overall, that wheat being a feed grain is going to be in competition with the corn and going to hold us back from seeing any major gains. There's, like I said, there's nothing that's really bullish in this market with the funds in charge like this, but it does give us a reason to be a little bit short-term hopeful.
McBride adds that sellers should take advantage of any rallies that might happen here soon, especially when it comes to the weather. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekin's Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A fire Friday evening destroyed a shed, barn, and farming equipment at an agriculture research station used by UW-Madison. The fire was reported Friday evening at the West Madison Agriculture Research Station on Mineral Point Road. The facility is used by UW-Madison's College of Agriculture Life Sciences. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is unknown. Foul play is not suspected. Attorney General Josh Call announced a settlement with Wisconsin Whey Protein requiring it to pay $350,000. The settlement is in relation to Wisconsin's wastewater and stormwater law violations from the corporation's operation of a cheese and whey plant in Darlington. The settlement was approved by the Lafayette County Circuit Court July 11th. The state alleged that Wisconsin Whey Protein did not properly operate and maintain its wastewater treatment facility, resulting in multiple spills of untreated wastewater, some of which entered nearby waterways. The state also alleged that Wisconsin Whey Protein did not timely obtain stormwater permit coverage required for its construction and industrial operations. There were 5 days suitable for field work for the week ending July 21st, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. The week was dry relative to the previous weeks, allowing for a productive week for farmers. Field work included harvesting hay and small grains. Corn silking at 40% complete. Corn in the dough stage reached 4%. Corn condition was rated at 61% good to excellent, up 3 percentage points from the prior week. Soybean blooming was at 47%. 2 days behind last year and 4 days behind average. 14% of soybeans were setting pods. Soybean condition was at 60% good to excellent, up 4 percentage points from the prior week. Oats heading was at 96%, and 74% of the crop was coloring. 12% of the oat for grain crop has already been harvested, and oat condition was at 78% good to excellent. Winter wheat harvested for grain 31% complete, 4 days ahead of last year and average. Winter wheat condition at 81% good to excellent. The second cutting of alfalfa hay was at 78% complete. All hay condition was at 75% good to excellent. And potato harvest was 9% complete. Potato condition increased to 89% good to excellent. AMP Americas, a dairy renewable natural gas company, has completed a project that converts dairy waste into renewable natural gas in Darlington. The facility, now fully operational at Darlington Ridge Farms, is the latest of AMP Americas' 12 operating digesters in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and Minnesota. The project at Darlington Ridge Farms utilizes continuous stirred tank reactor anaerobic digesters to convert 90,000 gallons of dairy cow waste per day into renewable energy. The project captures methane that would otherwise be released into the atmosphere, purifies it, then injects it into the Alliant Energy natural gas pipeline. The RNG is used as a clean carbon negative transportation fuel, reducing up to 27,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions per year. Our renewable natural gas facilities preventing capture methane from thousands of dairy cows across America, said Grant Zimmerman, AMP America's CEO. Our renewable fuels reduce the cost of sustainability managing dairy waste. The United States has made a strong case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the dispute over Mexico with genetically engineered corn. Doug McCallop, chief agriculture negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office, spoke during the recent National Corn Growers Association's Corn Congress in Washington, D.C. We will not rest on this until we get it done, McCallop said. It's critically important not just for corn growers, but farmers of all kinds. If they can do this with corn, they can do it with anything. He also said the U.S. cannot allow its trading partners to play fast and loose with the science. Both U.S. and Mexican officials were given questions by the panel considering the matter, and both have responded. A decision is expected sometime this fall. The NCGA's Corn Congress meets every summer in the nation's capital to vote on policy positions, elect new board members, and hear from elected officials. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected through the afternoon today in our ag weather forecast. But then we'll have dry weather for the rest of the week, and highs will remain in the upper 70s to low 80s through Thursday, with highs then increasing into the mid-80s to low 90s for the end of the week into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 50% chance of a shower or storm, high 74 to 79. Relative humidities at 64 to 69%, light winds becoming north at 5 to 7. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible, otherwise about 4 hours of sunshine today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, and we'll have areas of fog late. Lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, northeast winds at 5 to 7. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 74 to 79, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, north winds at 5 to 8, so we'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, high 75 to 80, Friday, sunny, highs 80 to 85, Saturday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. For Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90, and for Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hurting more and more these days.
Missed my alarm clock ringing, woke up telephone screaming, boss man singing his same old song. Rode in late about an hour, no cup of coffee, no shower, walk of shame with two different shoes on.
Pepin Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Like an hourglass, and I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer? I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Maybe it's true, the taste of your kiss is so bittersweet. Find a tan line anywhere. Baby, I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer? I ain't ever gonna beat this summer with you.
the TV crew. They want to do a story about me and you. They'll be stringing up bright lights in the backyard. There'll be cameras on the shoulders. We'll be reading cue cards. Leave them long johns on the line. If the kids look dirty, that'll be just fine. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on blocks, the holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Tell them about your mama and the bowling league. Tell them about Junior and his baseball team. I'll show them my 9-point buck on the wall. I'll blow a few times on my new duck call. Let them see old Blue, how he sleeps all day. We'll bring out the Elvis TV tray. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on blocks, the holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Yeah, our idea of a high class living is sitting on the porch on a cool night. Champagne and caviar is an RC Cola and a moon pie. I'm talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Ta-da!